Ladies and gentlemen, we've all heard crazy state worshippers say things like, kids don't belong to their parents.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
Now, that would be fine if they stayed in their homes with their crazy beliefs and left us alone. But of course, they don't do that. They are intent on forcing, administering a reality that corresponds with their beliefs upon the rest of us, particularly if they can do so under the guise of public health. And so, as we've seen rhetoric emerge from central UN World Health Organization authorities about the need to enter into people's homes and take people from their families.
Due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
A pretty stunning statement, but again, wouldn't be a big deal if this guy would just sit in his office in the UN and leave everyone else alone. We could just make fun of him. Unfortunately, there are a number of nations, states, municipalities, goes down the, wherever people can get away with it, that are executing on the agenda that jerks like this are broadcasting. And so people were stunned to hear similar statements echoing from health officials in the days after this guy from Ventura, California.
We also realize that as we find more contacts, some of the people we find are going to have trouble being isolated. For instance, if they live in a home where there's only one bathroom and there are three or four other people living there and those people don't have COVID infection, we're not going to be able to keep the person in that home. Every person who we're isolating, for instance, needs to have their own bathroom. And so we'll be moving people like this into other kinds of housing that we have available. They'll also have other needs, perhaps, food, whatever it's going to be. The county will be there to back them up and to support them.
And also from Broward County, Florida.
We have to go into family homes, like in some of these, when we're going into some of these homes, and we have to separate an individual to isolate them. They need, you know, we need to make sure that they get care, that they have food, that they have support to be isolated from their home or their family for that 14-day period.
Now, you may have noticed that both of these officials were kind of stumbling through their language there. And in fact, they both used an identical example that some of these isolated individuals, maybe they could use some other help like food, just for example. They both used that same word exactly because, ladies and gentlemen, they are reading from the same script that contains talking points from the World Health Organization, and then it's broadcast out to these municipal people to be read out to start to normalize the total top-down control that is currently being implemented under the guise of public health. And while Ventura County did have to walk down, have to clarify some of those claims the next couple days when people said, you're out of your mind, you're not coming anywhere near my house or my children, So they did have to issue a clarification statement about that, but it doesn't really matter because the whole agenda continues to roll forward. The CDC in the days thereafter still issued new training materials which indicated the same thing, that individuals, especially children, would need to be quarantined away from their parents in the event that someone was diagnosed positive with some of those faulty tests. And still, yet even more, when the state of Washington started hiring daycare workers, started posting ads, you see down here, for people to come take care of children who are COVID positive or who are exposed to COVID-19, which means their parents were exposed, and so now we've taken them, as the CDC is recommending. So ladies and gentlemen, as it feels like things are calming down, like we're moving the right way directionally, the fear is subsiding, why is this still rolling out right now where we're still hiring people to be watching children who are being quarantined away from their parents, where the CDC is still issuing fresh guidance about this? What has to happen for these preparations to make sense? It caught my eye when Fauci and Rand Paul were talking about reopening, and Fauci made some interesting statements.
We don't know everything about this virus, and we really better be very careful, particularly when it comes to children.
Was that a threat?
Because the more and more we learn, we're seeing things about what this virus can do that we didn't see from the studies in China or in Europe. For example, right now, children presenting with COVID-19, who actually have a very strange inflammatory syndrome, very similar to Kawasaki's syndrome. I think we better be careful if we are not cavalier in thinking that children are completely immune to the deleterious effects.
Now, whether Fauci is actually suggesting that there will be a second recurrence, Pandemic 2, as Bill Gates calls it openly, that will affect children in a disproportionately severe way, that would actually necessitate separating them from their parents. Some of the language we've read today would no longer seem as extreme. We can leave that in the realm of high-octane speculation. We can't really say what they have in store for us. I don't even know that they need a biological agent to achieve that kind of thing. We've seen pretty clearly at this point that all the nanny state needs to take total control is to brainwash their cult of fear. And that's just completely effective. It's stunning. It's disappointing. But one thing we can say is that it would not be the first time that the state has abused its ability to take children from their parents, especially in the context of eliminating political dissidents. In fact, in the Argentinian Dirty War, there were hundreds of children that were taken from the opposition leaders in order to silence them, to get them to stop fighting the government. It's the fastest, one of the most effective ways to silence your political opposition. Either kill them off or take their children. These are the things that hopefully we will never see any of that in the United States. Oh, actually, it's already happened. Governor Kate Brown from Oregon wasted no time in enlisting the support of CPS, Child Protective Services, to help send a strong message to the salon owner who opened her business just last week. When she opened up, her kids were met with a CPS worker in their home who separated the children from their parents and then proceeded to interrogate them. This is a nightmare for any parent to have the state come and forcibly take someone's child and talk to them without your knowledge. This is disgusting. Governor Brown needs to be removed. So does Inslee. So does Newsom. So does Cuomo. All of these people are absolutely openly tyrants at this point, and we cannot tolerate this, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of this has already been talked about out there. But if, by virtue of this video, there is any child who was kept out of the hands of the state and with their parents where they need to be, then it's absolutely worth having this conversation today. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not like the way that these signs indicate we're going. And that's why we had to talk about it today. Thanks for watching. Please spread the word. If your friends or parents are in, especially one of these states with a very blue governor who seems to be yielding completely to the demands of the totalitarian technocrats, be warned.